This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Leadville is hoping to lure back its tourists, even though there's a wildfire parked next door. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
Shannon Vitale manages the Tennessee Pass Cafe in downtown Leadville. With the Willow Fire burning nearby, she says the normal surge of summer visitors are just not showing up.
The lakes, people can't go fishing. People aren't hiking. They can't. 214ers are closed. We don't have near the traffic that we usually do.
Leadville hopes it can turn things around, even with the fire expected to smolder until the winter. Plans are now back on for the Leadville Trail 100, a major ultramarathon now set for August 22nd. A 10K and mountain bike race are also moving forward. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Leadville's only public pool, Swim Squared, is among the businesses suffering from the dip in tourism because of the Willow Fire. The pool's owners say they have just enough funds to stay open until the fall. They launched a GoFundMe campaign to try to stay afloat beyond that. A large wild horse roundup is set for this week in northwestern Colorado. CPR's Ishan Takor has more.
The Bureau of Land Management plans to gather about 1,025 horses near Meeker and Rangeley using helicopters. Most of those will be removed from the range and either be put up for adoption or cared for on open pastures. The agency says the herd numbers well above what the land can support. The operation is expected to last about 30 days. Members of the public can email the agency to make a reservation to observe the roundup. I'm Ishan Takor, CPR News.
More news at CPR.org and in the Colorado Public Radio app. Afternoon showers are expected again today in the mountains and are possible along the Front Range.